Blog Talk Radio.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story.
Well, good evening, everyone out there.
Good evening, everybody.
And we are going to go on Facebook Live, so just give me one moment so that we can do that.
Whoop, whoop.
And we'll get...
Yay! Oh,
there. Yay,
hi.
We're there. Got it.
We got it all. We got it going on, girlfriend.
Okay, so we just listened to Rise
by
Katy Perry.
My new theme song.
Yes, and welcome to Enlighten and Empower. It's our
yes.
premiere
Woo-hoo.
Show.
Love it.
So we've got a lot going on, and
we do.
And I really want to tell everybody out there what this show is all about.
Okay.
So how do we explain what Enlighten and Empower is about?
Well, for me, it's one of those things of. What makes you the best version of yourself? Do you strive to do the best of? What makes you feel the most true to who you really, really are in the inside? That's what it kind of was.
And how to live and what it really means to live a spiritual life.
Yeah.
And I think that that's so important because as a teacher, as a spiritual teacher, we are always out there, I'm telling you guys, okay, you got to do this, and you got to do that,
yes.
and this is what you're going to do. And then, you don't really get to see the daily me.
Right.
And the daily me is the daily you, believe it or not. It's the same thing. It's just how we approach and how we look at things differently and how we change our point of view. Right. And so
that perspective.
Yeah. So how to change your perspective and look at things instead of, you know, crying over the spilt milk.
Right.
How to not cry over the spilt milk.
Looking at the silver lining of the spilt milk.
Exactly.
The milk could have been soured.
Yes. So you didn't want to drink it anyway. Yeah. So we have a lot going on. We got a lot of people out there watching, and thank you.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. We're on actually two different areas. We're in the Spiritual Radio Network, and we're also on my page. So we've got my cousin out there. I see her. And several other people. I got my nephews out there in California. And so people are tuning in. My brother-in-law's on. I see people popping on. So tonight, also, please know that you are welcome to type us a message if you have questions about what we want to talk about or what we're talking about, because we want to talk about what you want us to.
What would make you feel the most divine? What would make you feel the most enlightened and empowered? What are things that you have questions on that would make you feel that way?
Yeah. And anything related to anything, because we're gonna be doing so many things here to help you. We're gonna be talking about current world weather stuff. We're gonna be talking about seasonal things. We're gonna be talking about daily things. We want to pull cards. We want to talk about what you're experiencing. And, you know, there's so many people in astrology. Yes, I'm sorry. And what you're experiencing. And so we want to be able to help you through your daily life.
Yeah.
Right now we are at the end of Mercury retrograde. It ended yesterday.
Yes, it did.
Thank God. So communications are clear again.
Yes.
And I do want to talk about Mercury retrograde and what that means. And we are in a full moon right now.
Yes, I'm feeling her energy right now.
Yes.
Actually, on my way over here, she was just hidden behind that cloud, and she was glowing, and I could still see her, and she looked so beautiful.
Yes.
I really want to go swimming in the pool right now.
So, if you've listened to any of our shows before, full moon, gratitude.
Yes.
Be grateful for everything.
Yeah.
Everything out there. Even if you go, well, how can I be grateful for this situation? Find why you should be.
Right.
You know, that's the most important thing. I know that we've had Harvey run through Texas, and there are a lot of people out there that are needing things, and, you know, houses are gone completely. You know, mold and mildew is already setting in because of the heat and everything. And, you know, being grateful that you're alive.
Be grateful that you're alive. Be grateful for community in the sense of people coming together to help people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I feel like is part of it as well.
Yeah. So, and, you know, from the flip side of it, we here in North Carolina haven't experienced that. However, we do have a hurricane and her little boyfriend.
No, coming. I'm manifesting that this is serious, and I've been talking about this all day. My sister called in a panic. Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? It's like, just breathe and calm down, girlfriend. They were talking about it all day yesterday. Anywhere we went out shopping, that's what they were talking about, honestly. And we've spoken about this with political things.
Yes.
People put that energy out there, and the flip side happens.
Yes.
So in that respect, Irma, this is what I'm manifesting. This is what my mother is manifesting, and
yes,
she's a manifestation queen.
Yes.
Irma is going to weaken because it's going to have to.
Right.
And it always does.
Right.
As she
loses water and air.
Yes. So she's going to weaken, and she's going to skim the coast just enough to where we can say, yes, we felt the wind. Yes, she is there. But she's going to bump that coast, and she's going to be pushed with that ridge on this side. And sorry, I watch videos about it, so now I'm talking with my hands. But the jet stream is going to come down, the high pressure this way, and she's going to be funneled up so that she doesn't affect anybody.
Okay.
That's what I'm at.
Good. Now, what about her little boyfriend that's chasing her?
hopefully she'll suck up all the hot air and hot water and leave him to where he doesn't have anything left. She's going to take it all and run with it. And he's just going to be like, sloppy seconds.
So, you know, it's a really good point that Maiden Minx had here, was that what, and I continually teach this, all the time, that whatever you focus on is what you start to create. And if you're focusing in on the fear, if you're focusing in on the negative side, you're creating the negative side. And the more that you get people, you know, riled up about these things that are happening, then the more you're going to start to see that action, because the universe is 100%, 1,000,000%, 1,000,000,000% positive.
Right.
And you have to get away from the, well, why is this happening to me? Why is the universe giving this to me? And understand that it's because you're asking for it. And you go, well, I didn't ask for that. In fact, I said, I don't want this.
But she didn't hear the don't.
Right. The universe does not hear the don't. Same way as if you tell a kid, don't stick your finger in the light socket. What do? They don't hear the don't. They hear stick your finger in the light socket.
Right.
So if you want the opposite to happen in your life, then you need to start focusing in on that side of it.
Right.
So there's many things that we can do. You know, if we all get together in prayer, in chant, Lokasam Sukhinu Bhavantu, which is a very strong vibrational force that will, you know, that will move things.
Mm-hmm.
And please know that that Mother Nature knows how to take care of herself. In the essence of, she needs, if there's a vibration that's happening and it needs to be cleared or what have you, that's when things come in. We've had record highs in California. It was 109 degrees in some places. And in San Francisco, which I've never, ever, ever experienced in the 30 years that I lived in California, it was 109.
Yeah.
So what's going on? It's vibrational change.
Right.
And the big thing that we have to look at also is that with all of this hot, hot, hot weather, of course we have storms,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's where all the moisture gets.
It's Mother Nature's trying to counteract.
Yes. So everybody, please, you know, put that good vibration out, put that good intention in, that movement. Ruth says, I need your thoughts and prayers for Mary in St. Martin with that Category 5 hurricane.
Oh, my. Yes.
Mary. So definitely we will. And, you know, let's just focus on Irma moving out of the way for you there, Ruth, okay? And for everybody, remember that there's people all over, you know, St. Martin, St. Lucia, the Bahamas, whatever, Puerto
Cuba,
Rico,
Bahamas,
Cuba.
The Florida Keys.
Yeah.
All those islands down there that,
Yeah. So just remember, don't focus in on what you don't want to happen. Focus on what you do.
Focus on it's going to come and it's going to go fast. That's what I've been focusing in on.
Yes.
Just to make sure that it goes quick and least amount of damage as possible.
Yeah. So Ruth, don't worry. We're trying to manifest that, because the last thing we need is another Matthew, which they said that if it does reach us, it would be worse than Matthew.
Well, so, I'm not manifesting that.
So, yes. So let's move on to the better, the highlights. We're going to pull some cards for you for the week, I guess. Not just for the day. We might as well run them for the week and see what's out there, so that we can at least have other things to focus in on and talk about as well.
Yeah. I actually want to just share a little something. We were playing up here a few minutes ago. I pulled some cards. All of mine are the root chakra. I have obsidian, I have pipestone, and I have carnelian. And then as soon as I pulled the carnelian card, Anna Swara said there was a little something for me from a dear friend of ours, my snow leopard. And it's for me, and it's a piece of carnelian, and it's a heart. So I'm loving it right now. I love you, Cindy. And I'm going to go home and put it on my windowsill underneath the full moon as soon as I get it to the house.
Yay.
So I love it. So we want to, what cards do you want to pull? You want to pull mermaid since it's in a Pisces moon?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Now I will forewarn y'all, mermaid cards are my newest babies. So we have not bonded like everything else has. So.
And guys out there who have questions, just hang on. We will get to you. Don't worry.
So we want to do.
I do
for the
see
week.
You.
Yes, I see them too. Oh, I actually like that card. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
We got Yemenya.
Oh, we do.
We do.
Wow. Well, we got to
talk
about that too.
Forgot about. Wow, an energy field adjustment. Those are some pretty powerful things. And beautiful cards.
Yes, absolutely.
So, let's.
What do we got for the week?
I want to try to hold it up so they can see it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can everybody see it okay?
There we go.
Yep. So that's what we got. So I really feel like, well, this is actually, this is a threefold because there's three mermaids.
Okay.
They're all tied in together by hands. They're all right next to each other. It's sisterhood, friendships, allies, compatible souls, loyalty, joy, and delight. So these would be, for lack of a better term, soul sister.
Or how about join together? And
yes, that as well. That community coming together, especially with everything going on in the world, as far as Harvey, as far as even the fires in like Montana and Oregon, those people, you know, that energy as well, you know, they have a lot that they're going through as well. So this is really a time for everybody just to come together.
Yeah.
You know,
put our differences aside. Let's help our fellow man.
Yep. Go. I know we went yesterday to Sam's because I'm a fur mama. I have my fur babies.
Yes.
And my dear friend of ours, she has her fur babies, and there's been a need because, I mean, yes, people are important, don't get me wrong, but there's been a lot of animals
right.
that have been abandoned, and they have no food,
no, or the
no
ones
water.
That have run, taken off.
Yes, so we went to Sam's yesterday, and we got several cases of meat, and bags of dog food, cat food. We actually got some cleaning supplies, rags, several cases of water. And we went and took it to the donation drop zone to get that to Harvey
yeah.
victims.
Yeah.
So in that respect, it's just coming together as a community and helping one another and realizing that we're all, you know, it doesn't matter the color of our skin. It doesn't matter, you know, age, sex, religion. None of that matters. We're all
right.
human. We're all the same.
Yeah.
And we can all help each other in that basic human need.
Yeah.
So that's that card.
Come together.
Yes. Yemenya, which I love this card. It's a beautiful card.
Yes.
It's Grandmother Ocean, and it's a primordial. She's basically the lead goddess of the sea. Especially in Brazilian tradition, she is the goddess.
Right.
She's our September goddess
yeah.
box.
September goddess box.
She is our goddess, so it's very nice that she graced us with her presence. I love it.
And she's about new.
Yes, and she's about nurturing and home, problem solving.
Yeah, problem solving. And, you know, it on the card that in the goddess box, it says, come to me with your problems. I actually have it right here. Ask for assistance, surrender. Come to me with your cares, your sorrows. When you are happy and when you are afraid, come to me when you need renewal and recharge. Just surrender to me, Mother Ocean, and let me wash away your stress. Let me nurture you and birth you anew when you let go and give over to me. And, you know, everybody says go sit in the ocean for a little while. Go play in the
yes.
ocean. Let it detox
yes.
you. Let it cleanse you.
Uh-huh.
Salt bath. Will de-stress you.
I have mine just
okay.
a little while ago.
Okay, so that's what that's all about. Okay, so just remember to, you know, when Enya comes in, it's not the goddess per se. It's not a figure, okay?
Right.
It's the vibration
the
and the intention. So
yeah.
we have everything that's going on. It's very stressful for the next couple of weeks. It's been stressful, you
right.
know, with what's going on with Harvey, what's now hopefully moving, or no, will be moving out of our system, which is Irma and her little boyfriend, Jose, I think it is, that's behind her. And just everything that's happening in the world today with all of the changes that are going on.
Yes.
Go take a salt bath. Go play in the ocean if you can. Make sure that you release and detox from all of that. And that's what that means to, you know, come to me with your worries and your cares. Go sit in the water.
There's actually, you can actually take a shell. Emenya loves gifts of shells. So what you can do is you can take a shell and you can speak to the shell, tell it your worries, your concerns, and, you know, just ask for assistance with it and be grateful and thank the goddess for any assistance she can give you. And you cast it into the sea and
Absolutely.
She'll get that message. So that's a beautiful way to do things as well. And then you're speaking of energy. I'm speaking of energy. Energy field adjustment, which is a very fiery looking card,
yes.
Very active looking card. And it's aura cleansing and health. So it's about things coming back into alignment.
Yeah.
Which could be, like you said earlier, when these storms happen and when these things happen, it's an energy shift.
Right.
And it's kind of trying to balance it back out. So in that respect, again, it's not making things less light of things. And I know there's lots of,
yes.
Yes, that. not trying to make it sound like it's a good thing or a bad thing about what's going on right now. It's just that energy. There's
yeah.
things that need to happen, and it's because
it's a vibrational change.
Right.
It's a shift. It's a shift up, and the way that happens is with people coming together.
Right. And if you notice on this card, this energy shift. Okay.
And by the way, Cindy
coming
is
from
now,
heart.
So you can say,
hi, Cindy. I love you, my snow leopard. The energy shift is actually coming from her heart chakra.
Yeah.
She's pulling that. It's the love of love of just life and the energy.
Yeah.
That very unconditional love.
Yeah.
To help others.
Okay.
So
you know, but differences aside, you know, besides the fact that football's coming up, besides the fact that Cindy says hello with a happy face, she likes her carnelian.
Yeah, see, it's my
her.
Heart carnelian. I love it.
So, yes, let's all work together. Let's band together and let's see what we can do. And, you know, even if there isn't anything monetarily that you can do or even physically that you can do, just sit down and start thinking. Just meditate. Just
right.
send
that
love
and light energy to those people in need, and they'll feel it.
Yeah, exactly. Just send from your heart chakra. Send all the love and light. You know, send good vibes. And believe me, prayer works. Meditation works. They did a study not long ago, within the past, let's say, 10 years. They did a study up in Washington, D.C., and a group of people got together, and they sat, and they all meditated all at the same time. And for that day, what in their meditation, crime had gone down by 20%. Now you go, well, 20% is almost nothing. Well, no, actually, that's a big thing. That's a big amount. So the more that we come together, the more vibration, good vibration that we can put out there, you know, it does work. And it works. It works really nicely. We've got some callers.
I think we should answer
some
calls.
Yeah, I know. Some of them have been on for a little while. So let's take some calls here. Make sure I can hear.
Yes, it would be bad if we couldn't hear.
Yeah. So caller from area code 914, you're live on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, yes. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was wondering, it's a question for my mom. She has a tenant, and her lease is going to expire. And I don't know, she's kind of been giving some, I would say, like bad red flags. Should my mom renew the lease? Is this like a temporary thing, or should she look for another tenant?
What is your name, sweetheart?
My name is Catherine.
Okay, and your mom's name?
Maria.
You can if you
want me to pull
some cards? Yeah. I'm getting See, with a new tenant,
you never know what you're going to get.
Right, but also, I mean, there's positives and negatives to everything, but I'm thinking that she actually needs a new tenant in there so that she can raise the rent.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We're pulling cards for you, so just one moment here.
Sure, thank you ever so much. I greatly appreciate it.
Of course. What does she have in her hand?
It's declutter.
Yeah,
and I hate to say a person is clutter, but I mean, you're cleaning out a space, decluttering it. You know what I mean?
I mean, especially if you're getting red flags, that's really
that in itself.
Yeah, and I mean, when was the last time that your mom's walked through the house?
You don't even need to walk through to see what, I mean, you said clutter. That's like an understatement.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know how anybody lives like that. I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to say I'm a clean freak, you know, I'm not, I mean, you know.
Well, no,
I like
I, sort
of.
Yeah,
this is the red flag card. We got a card that
you know
says
what I mean? I don't want to be mean. Either.
Yeah. The card says too much is hidden from you.
So I want to say that in that respect, the red flags are definitely a prominent thing. But there is a success card and it's Atlantis. I don't know if you know any history of Atlantis, but it was a city, a island city that was in lore,
right.
Very advanced and rapid.
One
and
of the original cities ever.
Very ahead of its time, we should say, but they were always very successful, and that card is here as well.
Well,
so.
Yeah, my fear is, I mean, she definitely needs new tenants, but with as long as her tenants that have been there already existing, and the stuff that's piling up, there's a lot of damage that's underneath all of that, and it's structural damage, and it's water damage.
Oh wow!
So yeah, that everything they do need to leave, and part of that I don't know if they're violating any city laws, but I don't know health department stuff too. I keep seeing the TV show Hoarders.
Yes, yes, yes. Like I don't know how she walks, I would fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're so right on. Yeah. Yeah.
And with damage,
yes, he has two cats. I don't even think it's safe for the. I think it's animal abuse, to tell you the truth, too.
Wow.
Yeah. It's definitely time for that to move on, and for many, many, many reasons. You know, they're damaging her property. You know, literally her property. Those are the things that belong to her, and they're being damaged by what's in care for.
Wow. Do you think she'll go easily, like, because she does have kind of like a mean streak, I feel?
Probably not as easily as she'd like, because she's already made that her home.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time for her to go, and, you know, you may have to get the city involved as well.
But I do see success.
Oh,
yes.
It does happen.
In your favor.
It does happen, but... It's going to take a little bit of prodding.
Yeah,
because my mom's elderly, you know. I don't want to harm her in any way, you know.
Right.
It may be something to where you do get the officials involved, especially if it's that hoarder type of situation. And it's nothing against, you know, the tenants. But, you know, in that respect, if it's better for your mother to let them kind of take over, because if it's, I mean, I don't know if it's an apartment or like a condo type of thing, but they will.
No, it's a house. It's a house, right?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Okay. They will come in, especially, you know, if there's animals involved, and even health services for the people themselves. If they are living in that type of environment, they will not. They don't like that. The adult protective services could be involved.
Yeah.
So
yes, it's time for your mother to get a new tenant. And I see actually a younger couple coming in that just needs, you know, need a space for a start, and they're at least going to keep the property clean.
Very nice.
And would that come soon? I'm sorry, is that, you see that, like, you know, so she doesn't have to be, you know, so it doesn't have to be empty for a really long time. I mean, it sounds like it has to, it needs repair, but.
Yeah, it needs to be cleaned and repaired. And once it's all back and ready to go, then you will have the tenants come in fast.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. You both were amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We hope everything goes well with you, Catherine, and your mom, Maria.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings to you both. Thank you ever so much. Thank you.
All right.
No problem. I'm going to put you back on hold, okay?
Thank you. Yes.
See, that was
nice.
That was great.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So,
beautiful.
You ready for another caller?
Let's bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
All right, let's bring it on. Let's take care of it all. Caller from area code 262, you're live on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
I was calling to see if you see any money coming my way.
Money. Actually, you know what? as she's pulling cards and I'm pulling in stuff information for you too. You know, it's a full moon, so find the gratitude. Okay. Find the gratitude in everything. That's going to help you create. So remember, you're the controller of what's going on in your life.
Well, a card threw out for her.
Okay. Growth. New beginnings.
Yes. Fertile. creative energy, initiation, potential, and powerful.
And it's very important that you understand that in order to create something for you to create something, you have to start. You have to do something. So for more money to come your way, what are you trying to work on? Is it a new business? Is it a new job? Is it, because money, of course, just doesn't fall out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I do have a good job already, but I just finished my master's and I'm working towards a leadership role. And then I also paint. That's where you said creative. So I would like to do something more on the side with my paintings.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we got a few cards for you. There is one, you speak of, you just got your master's and you wanted to maybe take a step up into more dominant leadership type role, right?
Right.
I completely agree that you got your master's, you should go for it, but be careful of losing your creative side and being... for lack of a better word, consumed. I have been consumed before with a job where I lost sight of that creative side and I lost sight of who I was and my true self. You know what I mean?
So that's why I hesitate to take something because I really do like my job right now, but, you know, and I don't know, and I have time to paint and everything right now, so, you know.
Right.
Do
you paint often now?
As much as I can. My mom is sick too, so that takes up a lot of time too.
Okay.
You know, painting can be very meditative.
Yes.
I for sure.
It is for me.
Yeah, and whether you have no music on or you're blasting music in the background and you're focusing your attention, because that's really what meditation is.
Yes.
You're focusing
I can't paint with music.
Okay, so then just focus in on that and the message that you will receive. Here's the bottom line, everybody. Everybody out there, everybody on this planet is intuitive. Ta-da!
Yeah.
Everybody's psychic. And so what does that mean? So that means that you can receive messages. And as you're meditating, whether you're gardening or whether you're crocheting or knitting, because I crochet. You know, whether you're sitting still with your eyes closed, whether you're painting, whether you're drawing, or whether you have a coloring book in front of you and you're coloring, okay? You're focusing your attention off of your ego, off of your human side, into your creative side, your spiritual side, and you will receive message. You will know exactly what you want to do, because I can't tell you how many times I'm sitting there, and yes, I have the TV on in the background, and I'm kind of listening, kind of not listening, and I'm crocheting, and all of a sudden, all of these ideas start popping up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to write them down. I got to write down exactly what was being said. So, you know, the opportunities come forth when you make that effort to put something out, and it's kind of like they're showing me like a card game. You know, like when you put your mm-hmm. when you put one card down, you're going to get another card. And
okay.
So if you're wanting to make a change, if you're wanting more income, if you're wanting more money, then what are the avenues that you can do that? If you love your job, that's okay. So what's your, where's your side? You know, take your paintings to a farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get more. You know, make more so I have enough to bring somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Coffee shops are a good place to go too.
And you know, it really yeah. doesn't hurt to do this. If you go and talk mm-hmm. to art galleries,
mm-hmm.
bring some of your art and, you know, find out what it is that they're doing for their next show, or, you know, and they're willing to take local artists. A lot of places will take local artists. And
right.
whether you're putting your art on a big canvas, a little canvas, or even cards, you know, water.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work with watercolor?
What?
Do you work with watercolor?
I do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I
like oil the best.
Okay. They're showing me watercolor, like greeting cards.
Well, I do lot at work. I do a lot of watercolors. Like I've done a lot of logos and things like that.
Yeah.
In watercolors, and they keep my watercolors at work.
Well, see, then there you go. Start working with those things as well, too, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
you want to be able to generate that extra income, and you also want to be able to express yourself, and through your meditations, you're working on those things. So that's the advice that's coming through.
Yeah.
What are you
okay.
getting?
Because a lot of my money goes to help my mom, too, so, and my
right.
kids, I feel like it's just always, like, no matter how much I make, it's, like, never enough, you know?
Yeah. Right. With the cards, you want to stay true to you, you want to stay authentic, you know,
mm-hmm.
to what really makes you happy, but also...
Yeah, don't do it to do it.
Right. You don't want to
right.
go somewhere just for that big bump in money, as much as if you can
no.
keep, if you're okay and you love your job, just kind of know that you can, when that opportunity comes, you'll know it and you'll
mm-hmm.
be able to sense it, where you can stay true to yourself and still get that bump in money, but it'll come to you, but just know you have to look for the signs for it.
Okay.
Okay, so that you don't
okay.
lose sight of who you are and what you truly love just for
yeah,
a little bit of an increase. Okay.
Right.
But.
Okay.
I mean, it's showing a lot of powerful creative energy, initiation energy. So maybe...
Mm-hmm.
The whole going to art galleries, going to coffee shops, going to local artisan fairs and stuff like that, initiating that sort of energy to really put your artwork out there and yourself out there,
mm-hmm.
that might, because what it is it's basically, I'm getting the sense that painting is like a second child to you almost. It's love of yours. So in that respect,
yeah.
if you mm-hmm. nurture it, it will
mm-hmm.
it will pick up and help you along the way.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're
all
welcome,
right.
Michelle.
No problem, Michelle. And I'm going to put you back on hold here, okay?
Okay. Thanks again.
All
You're
right.
Welcome.
No problem. We've got some callers calling
yes,
in.
Yes, we do.
We've got some good stuff coming in.
Full moon, baby. Full moon.
You know, really, like with Michelle's example here, it's not about quantity.
quality.
It is really about the quality. And when you're putting your heart, when you're putting your emotion, when you're putting your feelings, those paintings, those pictures, those kinds of things, that's what's going to sell.
Right. And it's the energy that you put behind it.
Because those who really understand art can look at the art and feel the emotion. It's it's very much like when you hear, you know, classical music. You can understand what the
emotion is in the keys.
Yeah, in the keys, and what the composer was really trying to get out there and what that message was. So really, you know, put your heart into it. It's so important to do that, okay? So, and that's with everybody out there.
Yep.
Okay. All right, we've got another caller. Caller from area code 551, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is T.
Hi, T. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good.
How can we help you tonight?
I'm just calling just to see, you know, if you get any messages for me or any kind of advice, because just trying to I recently lost my job, so I'm just trying to see what's the next step from here.
Okay.
She's going to pull some cards, and I'm going to pull in some stuff for you. So, as you were talking, I drew a heart with a line, a crack down it, like a broken heart. And I feel that the job that you just lost, besides the fact that it provided, you know, it provided you with the income to take care of your family, you really enjoyed your job. And it's a disappointment. Is that right?
I kind of didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Okay. So what did you recently lose that you really liked? Because there's something that's gone that you're broken hearted. Did you break up with someone?
No. Actually, I was dating someone, but they presented one way, but they were another.
Okay. Well, I keep seeing a broken heart. Maybe it's attachment. What are you getting?
It's hard to say. There's vulnerability. There's actually there's this little bit of intuitive streak with you. And there's a lot of, do you have a lot of like soul sisters in a sense? Because you got the sisterhood card too, that I had pulled earlier.
Coming together.
Overall, yeah. Coming together, being close, supporting each other, kind of finishing each other's sentences and picking each other up when you need to, type of energy. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Right now? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel vulnerable at all?
In I guess relationships or dating, but I'm giving that a break.
Okay.
What are you looking for in a job?
Actually, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not looking for another job. I'm actually more of an entrepreneur spirit. I think I might go back to school or start my own thing, because I really don't like working for other people, to be honest.
Okay.
I can understand.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, school is definitely a good way to go. You get the beautiful thing about this lifetime is that you get to create the path that you want to live in, that you want to live on, that you want to walk. So you have all of these choices out there, and you can look for another job and you can go to work. You can start working on your own. You can start building your own business. You can go to school. You can learn a new trade, or you can go to, you know, take business classes.
Yeah.
To help bump your business. But it's about your motivation and your drive. So, of course, all of these options are beautiful, and they will all lead you to the path that you want to be on. And they kind of push you into the right path. And I'm trying to watch. That's what my words are kind of jumbled because I'm watching what they're trying to explain to me. And by you taking away focus from one area or aspect of your life and focusing in on another aspect of your life, you're only going to create more opportunity for you. Here in Wilmington, we have a beautiful program that's put out by Cape Fear where they offer free classes, free workshops to local business owners or small business owners and teaching them how to market and really make their business thrive. And I'm sure that we're not the only one.
Right.
So if you
check into the local community colleges.
Yeah. Community colleges, they're usually at nighttime. It's like a 2-3 hour seminar. No?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And actually, they actually have, I know Cape Fear has online courses where you can, it's like a 6-week session. You get 12 class
mm-hmm.
subjects per se, where they focus in on 12 key aspects of whatever the syllabus is for that particular class. And they're actually very reasonable, and it's right online. So just Google your local community college and see what they have available. They should have something like an EvoTech course, or and if they have like a small business like ours for Cape Fear, Small Business Center is what it's called. So check and even just call them and say, you know, tell them what you're kind of looking for, and somebody at the front should be able to guide you where you need to go.
And just remember that intention is everything too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going in with, I don't really want to do this, then you're, I don't really want to do this is going to reflect back to you where they don't really want to do it either.
Right.
So if you go in saying, you know, I have this drive, I have this idea, I want to work for myself, this is the concept that I have, let me take these classes so I can learn how to run a business, then, you know, you work from that foundation. And, you know, don't let money get in the way of your taking control of this. I have started 3 businesses with no money. Absolutely no money. Know that it is possible, and, you know, start to, if your drive is there, if your ambition is there, nothing's going to stop you, nothing's going to get in your way, and you're going to look at things in a different way. You're going to say, okay, what's another way to do this? How can I do this? How can I achieve this? What are other avenues that I can take? Well, maybe I do need to pick up a part-time job, you know, so that I can supply the money to working on my business and then, you know, go in and work on my business.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. You need to open yourself up to what you truly want to do. Like, really look in and kind of soul search, heart search. What really is your driving passion? Something that you, if any day when you wake up, that's like the first thing you think about. And that's something that it's like, you know what, if I'm doing this, it's not even like working, it's just living. Then that might be what your path needs to be on. And don't feel vulnerable in that. Just open yourself up to it. The universe always has our back.
Yes.
So even if you seem like you have a little hiccup or there's just this little monkey wrench, know that you do have support. There is a community in your cards that literally they are there to support you. They're there to help guide you, hold your hand through it, get you through it. But don't be afraid to be vulnerable and take that step, that leap of faith. And then there is this very strong woman in the cards that she's dancing. She's in her own element. She's basically the world is her oyster. In the cards.
And the one other thing that they are saying to me is, even if it's something that you don't enjoy doing and you know that you have to do it, it's important to do it 100%. So don't, in other words, don't do a half-assed job, because if you do a half-assed job, then you get half-assed results. And you don't have to like it, but know, you know, think about, And be grateful for it as well. You know, think about, okay, so this part-time job that I'm taking, it may not be where I want to be right now, but I know that it's going to get me from where I am now
to where
my next step.
Can I ask you a question? Because I'm really big on like energy and people around me. And I'm very intuitive, but this is something that I'm not sure about. I have a young lady that is around me, and sometimes she gives a lot of good feedback, but I'm not too sure. Are you able to pick up on that? Because I know it's very important who's in my energy, who's around me with certain types
okay.
of energy.
So we're talking about a spirit form young lady, right?
Yes. No. She's not in spirit.
She's a physical being.
Yes.
Okay. The thing is, and Monica's actually put a card, Maiden Minx has put a card next to me that
says.
That was
the first card I picked for you.
And it says visions. And so you are aware, you are awake, you are knowing that you can see, and you're very aware of the vibrations and energy that is around you. And that's what this is all about. The most important thing with this is that you already know what feels good and what doesn't feel good. And
mm-hmm.
so it's important for you to pay attention to that. I don't think she means any harm. I think that she's just looking for guidance. And those of us who have our lights on, our intuitive lights on, we're seen, and people can see us, and they need our help, or they need our healing, or they need our advice.
Well, she gives a lot of advice, but then she can get very nasty.
Could that be her ego?
Yeah. Her she's not aware of her ego. But I mean it doesn't mean that you have to hang around her either.
Yeah, it's like a what I keep getting, because it goes really nice, and then the ego gets so big, so
mm-hmm.
she wants to kind of conquer my energy, and I'm very soft, but I have a very strong
vampire.
You can't conquer my energy.
She's a vampire. You know,
yeah,
do you know what a psychic vampire is?
She believes everyone else is around her.
A psychic vampire will drain you. She's trying to drain your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So crystals for that. I know I used to wear obsidian all the time, but you told me it was flip side for me.
Yeah.
Certain crystals will protect you against those type of attacks.
So is it, because I'm trying to see, is it her, can I say a name and maybe it can connect? I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
It's Imani is the name. And I'm not sure if she, because she comes off, I'm not sure if it's a facade or if she just picks up and from my energy. I'm really asking because myself just wants to, sometimes when she gets in that mood, I just want to drop kick her all together.
No,
and I've been contemplating this. I go back and forth. I've been going back and forth for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the point where I'm in solitude right now. I'm actually about to go into go alone for a couple of days just so I can hear better, because I tap into so many people's energies. But she comes off as really, really nice. She gives great advice. It seems like it's from divine. But then this ego comes in, and she says something. She says things that's very reckless. Then the spirit and her energy doesn't lie behind it. So when she does that, I'm in a place where, I say this humbly, I'm very accomplished. I really don't need anyone around me. I don't, as far as that, I have great friends all over. But she attaches. And the side that's really nice I can relate to, but it's just this one nasty side that is just, it's enough to make you want to get rid of her.
Yeah. You know, it is going to do you some good to go into solitude, do some meditation, focus in on you.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to protect yourself a little bit more, you know, put that bubble around you. And then when you come back from that mini retreat, let's call it a retreat. You'll be able to feel it differently. You'll be able to see it differently. You know, she's hurting. That's where the ego comes into play.
But the ego is so strong that it tries to compete with being. We are on two different planes. I'm not even competitive. I don't want to. But she constantly. It's like I promise you, it comes out of nowhere. Like, and it says something really flat. Like it can be really nice and encouraging, but then this ego comes out. And it's just, it's disgusting.
Okay.
How close are you to her? Like, are you ladies really close?
Well, she, you know, she's been coming around quite often. I've been in limbo because that when the ego comes out, and it comes out at least 3 or 4 times a month. And when it comes out, it's very nasty. Sometimes she doesn't have to say anything, but she says things that's very inappropriate. And it makes you not want to be around her.
Right. Well, with Anna Swar and I mean, we will literally, when we're talking, we'll be like, I'm sorry, my ego is coming out right now in the middle of our discussion. And I don't know if you ladies are close enough to where you can say, sweetie, check your ego. Put her away. You know what I mean? Because sometimes,
but that kind of concerns me because it's a competitive ego, and I really, she's younger, much younger, and it seems like she's from Divine, but I wasn't sure if she was a vampire. Like one time when I went to, I had to study for a test, and she came and tried to drain me of my energy. And I'm not going to blame it on her, but I usually have a study style that works perfectly for me. I didn't pass my real estate exam, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to take full accountability for that. I shouldn't have had company, but it's like she forces her away so you can listen to her. And then she invited me on a birthday trip. And then she says at the end of it, I knew I shouldn't have brung different energies, but I let her know I had something to do that was very important as far as like a job interview today. And it seemed like at the end of it, she was kind of in regret that she invited me, but I didn't ask to go.
I mean, the more that you tell me tell me more story about her, so I'm picking up more of her energy, I feel pain. I feel like she's hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the ego is coming from.
Mm.
So we're also pulling cards.
What should I do? Because this is the thing. What should I do? Because the thing is, right now in my life, and this is the first time I'm doing it, I know I'm supposed to be doing something. I'm very intuitive. I'm very spiritual, connected to Source and Father and my Creator. And I have a lot of distractions around me that I'm cutting down. And I just really want to know more of a confirmation of, you know, what's going on with this person around me. Because I've never been in so much limbo to cut somebody off. But then it's like this really good side that makes you be like, it's all right. And then that ego comes.
I think you need to actually look at this in a different way. Instead of her advising you,
you need to advise her.
You need to advise her. You're the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation. That's what I heard today. She's not the teacher. And there's energetic boundaries that you kind of have to set. So.
Mm-hmm.
When you are around her, the biggest energetic boundary that you can set is your bubble.
Mm-hmm.
That really is. That's the first one. Because I get that she hurts. She's in pain. And the way that she deals with this is trying to aid and help others, but she doesn't have her ego in check.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of us who have our ego in check, it's like, okay, I'm about, you know, like what Maiden had said was that, you know, okay, my ego is about to come out here. I recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the first one that will tell you. But when women, especially when they work from the, hi, you're so nice and beautiful and you look good, but you should be wearing different colored shoes because, you know, those shoes make you look like a tramp or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. That's working from pain. She's working from pain, and she kind of wants to cut other people down so that she can feel better. And
The kind of music when she said that, and the kind of music she was playing, like it was, energetically, like today, it was kind of like she felt like she was. I promise you, and I read really well. Like I walk up to strangers sometimes and have them in tears.
Right.
The energy that she, it's like, well, you pretty much like she invited me to this beautiful hotel for her birthday. And it was very nice, and I was thankful. And you know, and I'm a very humble person. I've been to beautiful places. I'm very I want to say I'm very fortunate with my parents. So nothing is of surprise to me. But I act like that just to make people feel good. But when coming back in the car, she started this ego came out, and it was like more of a bow down to me kind of, and there's kind of the songs and some of the things she was saying, it was just it was kind of it kind of made me want to put her in check, like, hold up, let me tell you something, you know, this is nice, but you know, but I humbled myself, and I just really, that's the part that I just wanted to make sure, like, is she of any good to be around me? Or maybe I should be, like you said, more of the teacher in a sense and stop taking advice from her?
Well, it's not about even not taking the advice. It's putting up boundaries. And you are the teacher in this case. And she does not have her ego in check. It's a form of jealousy. And she wants what you have. And when she sees that you have something that's, and we're going to say, quote unquote, better or better insight, then she's liable to fluff herself up. She's like a mouse that's trying to be a lion. Okay. Or trying to look like a lion so that she doesn't, so she doesn't feel less than. And that's
like,
what's happening.
I want to make sure, because she constantly, like, talks about the other people around me and how they can pray against me and pray negative things on me. You don't think it's her, right, doing the same?
No, and you have to allow that,
first
of all. You have to. Anything that's happening in your life, you allow. So if you start to blame somebody for the negative things in your life, you're allowing that to happen. So that's first of all, and
okay.
No, she has nothing to do with that. In fact, she's
okay.
Not as powerful as she thinks she is.
Okay, I pulled cards for both you and T together. Okay,
you mean Imani.
Sorry. Pulled it for you two ladies together. You said you're going on like a little bit of a getaway in a couple days.
No, we just came back from one.
Came back. Okay, well, tonight's the full moon, so in the next couple days, just kind of create a little ritual or do a little ritual to where you can just be by yourself, meditate some more, see the beauty of who you are, what you can offer, because basically what it is it's just, I mean, it's showing someone needs to be broken free of whatever's hindering them. And I want to say that you and helping her, bringing her back, bringing her out of her cage, getting rid of that, whatever's weighing her down. But you need to be, you need to bubble, and you need to be empowered and be 110% say, okay, Imani, this is me to you. This is what I'm getting, and take it however which way you want, but this is coming from the highest and best with all the love I have for you and the divine. This is what I think we need to do. And give her your advice on whatever may be going on or whatever you're picking up from her. Use that intuitive side of yourself and see what she's going to tell you she needs help with, because I'm seeing an enlightened, strong female presence, and that female presence helping someone from drowning. So in that respect, I feel like that's you helping Imani get rid of that shackling way down and cage.
Yes.
And it, I mean, I won't, I mean, if you think about it, when people are drowning, they do kind of fight back and resist because they're afraid. Mm-hmm. They have fear. So be aware that that's going, that may be one of her initial reactions, but that's normal, and just kind of let it roll, have your bubble up so it just rolls right off of you.
Mm-hmm. And just know that she is hurting. She is hurting. There's a lot of pain that's in there.
Yeah, but I'm in a position, like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to definitely tell her what I pick up, because today, like, I've seen it again. It's this ego, and I don't know, but this is what I heard when I was in silence. I heard that she's only repeating what you tell her, so. When you feel like you're getting advice from her, she's only repeating some of the things she hears you say. So pretty much I feel like when she talks to me, it comes from divine, but I feel like it's more so a repetition of what I say, and she bounces off of it and pretend to be the lion and really is the cat. But I want to make sure, because I feel like I'm going to tell her what I have to, but I have to. It's the time in my life where I have to disconnect, because God is calling me to do something right now. I don't know what it is, but I have to go in this solitude. But I wasn't sure if it was her, but I see a lot of her energy is strong to where I see a lot of, I'm an empath, so I see and feel a lot of things that she's going through. And I feel like it's time to disconnect for not too long, but long enough. So
yeah,
go
away for a little while. Do your meditation, do your work on you, because you have to come first. And it's kind of like mama can't take care of the kids if mama's sick, so mama has to be well.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly. Because I've been doing this for a while, and it's been a time. I moved to New Jersey, and I didn't really, like, I minimized my gifts, but I've been attracting a lot of people that's in pain up here, relationship-wise, and just all types of people. And now it's like I'm in a point where I have had so many distractions to where I'm not getting, I need someone to pour into me right now. And I'm definitely going to let her know what I pick up, as I have to be honest. But it's just if the ego rules is very vicious. It's a very vicious one. And it's more so, I think it's really time to disconnect. That's what I'm getting.
And
it could be my ego. It could be my ego.
No,
but I feel like
it's not your ego. I mean, that's what's coming through. I do have to move on to the next caller, but I do want you to go ahead and take that time off. You know, examine yourself, meditate, find yourself, find the answers for you, what it is that you want to do, and then you know you can move into a different avenue. And I mean, even if it's just being outside with your feet on the ground. That may be all you need, but you need, you know, no computers, no phones around you, no distractions, and that inner silence.
Be at one with nature.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, T. Have
you,
a great evening.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right. Bye. So we've got time for actually one more caller.
Okay.
And we are going to see. caller from area code 864. You're live on the air. What is your name?
Hello, my name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I had this guy to come work on my bathroom. The ceiling part was messed up and it fell down. And I've been trying to call him, but he won't answer the phone. Do you know what is wrong? Because I paid him all the money but $45 where he messed up a little part of it. But he's not answering the phone for me now. Because he had came over in like 2 weeks. A week, yeah.
I think he's trying to skip out.
Oh, no. Is there any reason why? Because he seemed to be very nice when he came over.
Unfortunately, you gave him, you know, you gave him payment before he did the work or completed the work.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to, he's just trying to skip out on you. I think it's, he's just not wanting to do it.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm about to get somebody else to do it again, finish doing it because wow, that's unreal.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it sounds like he's just taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah, he is. At first, he would call me. My truck is torn up, and my daughter had a car accident. But now, when I call, he's not even. I text him. I called him on the phone, and he's just not getting back in touch.
And you know what? It's nice to want to help people out because I feel that that's also what your motivation was. I mean, you needed to have things fixed, but this was almost like, okay, well, let me give you this job because you need the help and I need the help. So let's work on this together. And in some cases, you even have to feel it out yourself and hire somebody who is licensed who works under a bigger company. And I know that he feels very much like a handyman to me. But I think he just took advantage of the situation.
Wow. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Good luck, darling.
Yeah. Have a great evening.
You
all
too.
Right. So we are running low on time.
Mm-hmm.
So before we exit tonight, I wanted to put out there that I will be this year in December with you. Of course, we have a whole team working on this.
Are you
scarves.
Talking about Seva? Yes.
I'm crocheting scarves. I'm putting a call out there to everybody. If you have extra scarves lying around the house, or if you'd like to make some scarves, or if you'd like to donate some yarn or some money, I will be happy to send you a link to the GoFundMe. We are going to be making all of these scarves and delivering them to the homeless community and low-income families around here. With the weather that we've had so far, I know that it's going to be a cold winter.
Yes, a very polarity. There's like this extreme heat, and now we're going to go into
extreme cold.
Words left my body, and
reaching out to the community is really what my purpose is, and to help people and to aid people. So I want to get out there and as a group, you know, where, you know, there is just me or there's just two or three of us, we want to be able to go and donate scarves and gloves and hats. Mm-hmm. And you know, if we have enough money, I want to do care packages and get together. You know, the big thing out there is that we don't think about this, but there are women that are homeless out there, and feminine hygiene products are non-existent. They don't have it. Usually they're using old shirts or rolled up toilet paper or, you know, whatever they can find. And it's causing toxic stress syndrome, is it?
Toxic shock.
Toxic shock syndrome. And we want to, you know, we want to try to reach out and help them. Toilet paper is a big thing.
Toilet paper, bottled water.
Bottled water. So anybody out there who would like to donate to our cause, I'll be happy to send you that link. If you're on Facebook, just message me and I can send you our GoFundMe. And if you do have yarn lying around, or if you are out there making scarves, little people who know how to crochet or knit or what have you, older people who can crochet or knit or what, or if you just want to send some yarn or some money for some yarn, we'll be happy to take that. So we are working on that this year. Okay. Is there anything else?
I'm good. Just let everybody know to make sure full moon tonight. Technically, it's at 1:30 in the morning. So that's on the 6th. So you can still kind of, if you want to do your ritual of gratitude, release, let go, if you want to do that tonight, you can, which is what I'm going to try to do. But you can also do it tomorrow, and it's still kind of that thing.
Yes. So gratitude, get your gratitude journal out. Start writing all the things that you are thankful for. Trust me, it comes back. It comes back. And just keep on moving forward. And I got to play Katie again.
Yay, I love Katie.
All right, so I'm gonna play Rise for you, and have a good night, everybody.
Yes, good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in.
And everybody on Facebook, good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Where are we?
Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core, 'cause my roots, they run deep. Conscious.